Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Extreme Diggity Dog Dog Show. My name is Martin Anderson McFluffy Buns, and I'm joined by my co-host today.
That's right, Marty, and I'm Bartholomew Gingersnap Reginald Glacklow Elizabeth Paulshire III, but you can call me Tim. You ready to see some action?
That's as complicated a name as ever, my friend. But let's get into our first round. Looks like we're kicking things off with the barrel racing dog competition featuring angry chihuahuas.
And folks, are you ready for some ponderful action in the terrier group? That's right, we've got a full ring of top contenders ready to strut their stuff. Just confirming, these are purebreds, right? None of them are gonna pull a mankind off the top rope later.
Up first is Deathbite Ankle Dealer, being ridden by a Green Army Man G.I. Joe toy. I really wonder if he's gonna have a repeat of his first round session from the last show.
That's right, Bob. You mean that little scuffle he got into with Sir Barks-a-Lot? Cause don't let that size fool you. This little guy brings the energy of a clothes dryer on high spin. And in the other corner, a challenger known for his elegance and grace, the majestic Afghan Hound, Cleopatra K9, with her handler, the distinguished and disgusting Stone Cold Stunner.
That's right, it was pretty extreme, and here he goes. He's past the first barrel, and he's around the second, and he's off to the third, and now he's doubling back through one, two, and three, and what do you think the judges got to say about this one?
Well, Bob, I'd say it's a pretty close call. It could be a 10, it could be a 7, but let's see if he gets a point deduction for that G.I. Joe toy, because let's face it, the bumpin' uglies of the teddy bears made us ring toys out of the league.
You know, I couldn't have said it better myself, and the fact that he kept that G.I. Joe toy perfectly centered was chef's kiss. I've got a great feeling about his final score. While the judges are tabulating his score, let's go ahead and switch over to the tug-of-war match. Over here, we've got Dobie McDoberson versus Toby McToberson. I know their names sound very similar, but they're quite different breeds. I mean, after all, Dobie Doberson is a McDoberson Doberson dog. What can you tell me about Toby Toberson McToberson?
Toby Toberson? Well, Toby Toberson is a Toblerone Zone Doberman with a bona fide best in show Noderson of a finished photo finish based on Toby's tone and blend of Zen.
You know, that's perfectly right. Dobie McDoberson's got a lot of power that he's pulling into this fight.
You've got that right, Bob. Toby Toberson is set to reel him in with his right to defend a perfect 10.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. And here they go. So this is a really brutal tug of war here. I've never seen anything quite like this, have you?
Well, I think the dedication of that pug to tug against that lug will nudge a pull of the rug from the power of that mug, but I'll leave it to the judge.
I mean, it looks like Dobie McDoberson might actually have this in the bag. Oh, there goes Toby McToberson, getting closer and closer and closer to that hole in the middle.
You mean to tell me that Toby McToberson, the Doberman, is trying to foxhole a perfect 10?
You know, I gotta say, that was an outcome that was genuinely unexpected.
Surprised you and me both, Bob. I mean, I didn't even know the G.I. Joe toy was in the running.
You know what? We couldn't have written that better if this was scripted. Now let's go on to our next competition.
All right. Up next, we have the throws for the final sporting group. This is the main event, the Pedigree Palooza. In the blue corner, a streak of lightning on four legs, the Whammerin of the Wind itself, Bolt McLightning, and his handler, the ever-serious Miss Erica the Enforcer Schmidt. Look at that form, that focus. Bolt McLightning could outrun a speeding pellet. Well, maybe not a speeding bullet, but definitely something from the dog food aisle. And in this corner, the Emerald Enigma, the fiery spirit of the Emerald Isle, the one and only Sir Seamus O'Floofington.
That's right. You know, this is one of my favorite competitions, because I never expected that this would be a legitimate sport at a doggy dog show.
You've got that right, buddy, but that's what's got these champions roaring. Folks, this is going to be a dog-eat-dog Hopefully not literally. Showdown for the ages.
I gotta say, my money is on Muffin McFlusters here. Who's your money on for winning this event?
Well, now that the rules have changed, I'd have to say I'm in it for the G.I. Joe guy. I mean, just look at those calves.
It's a solid choice, okay? And we're kicking things off, and here we go.
All right, now listen up, judges. No shenanigans here. No Montreal screwjobs, no chair shots to the head. Just pick the best darn dog, and let's get this trophy party started.
That was an absolute OG power move by Muffin McFlusters. But what will his rival do to counter?
Well, it looks like he's coming up from behind, and wait, what is he doing? Parents, please avert your children's eyes at this time.
You know, I'm starting to think that you may have placed your money on the right diggity dog in this show.
I mean, that might be right if we were doing an after-hours competition, but I'm pretty sure we'll classify this as foul play.
And holy crap, look at that finish! Have you ever seen anything so brutal in your life?
Yeah, he seems to have finished all right. Are we watching the same show here? I don't think you should be as excited for that as you obviously are.
You know, all I gotta say is that poor Marty McFlusterson McMuffin Pants is gonna be carried out in a stretcher.
And you'd be tired too if you put in that much legwork.
You know what? That's a great point. Unlike the previous contestant, Marty McFlypants, who is carried out in a body bag.
Just another day at the office, folks. Who knew dog shows could be so dramatic? But hey, that's the beauty of it, right? Every pup has a story to tell. Every wag a victory dance. Maybe there's a Slammy Award in the future for most entertaining canine, and wouldn't that be something?
I agree with that 100%, so thank you everybody for tuning in to this round of the Big Higgity Biggity Diggity Dog Show. Make sure you stay tuned for future broadcasts. Have you got anything you want to say at the end, friend?
You know, I just want to say live from the heart of the dog show, folks, we just had some of the most possum competition in the hound group. And let me tell you, these beagles were giving off some serious interview vibes. I mean, seems like they're more interested in my shoes than any hard-hitting questions, right? But hey, that's the beauty of these furry friends. They remind you to live in the moment, to enjoy the simplest pleasures of a good sniff and a wagging tail. Maybe there's a future in Todd's Top Tail Wags, a segment dedicated to the happiest pups in the show. Well, it looks like I've got some more interviews to conduct, so until next time, folks, keep on cheering for your favorite furry athletes.
That was a lot. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
I never get called a good boy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.